This is August 24th, you mean?
24th? Okay. I thought it was 6th.
No, because
it's 7th.
August 6th. Wait a minute.
Yeah. But do you remember anything about the June 30th March before that?
No, June 30th March. See, that was after I had saw the, I remember getting mail about the June 7th March. That's when I had got this scar here. You see that cut place over? That's when I got that.
What happened?
I was driving down the freeway with my children, my nieces, my daughters, my four daughters, my two nieces, and my one grandson who was 6 months old, on my way to Amusement Park on Sunday. And we were going to have a picnic there, and I had a blowout on the freeway, and I didn't know how to fix no tire. And my daughter and my niece dragged the car up. And I guess from my mother's instinct, I didn't have, the policeman came and showed me how to jack it up. What's that?
What you call it?
Oh, okay. I see you. Talk to you later. But I didn't have sense enough then thinking about blocking the wheel. And I guess he thought maybe I should have known. He probably didn't think about it either. When they got the tire off the car began to roll. My daughter was standing here where she took the tire off. And I had little enough sense to think that I could keep this 4-ton car from falling on my daughter and grab the back end of the jack just like that without thinking. And my arm got caught between the bumper jack and the bumper of the car. And we cut it into it. It's a Scott cluster, and cut the leader's cluster. And they had to rush me to the hospital. And, of course, they came, that same policeman came back down the freeway again and saw them there and stopped again. And then he called a record company or something. They came and fixed, changed the tire. My daughter, they led my daughter off the freeway. She had only been on that car wheel twice. She drove that car all the way back from downtown Los Angeles to Nicholson Garden with all of the kids in it. And when I came home, my friend came to pick me up, and I thought he should have passed them on the highway, on the freeway, and he said he didn't. When I got home, when he picked me up, took me home from the hospital, my arm was all bandaged up. And I thought that maybe my brother came and picked him up. And they said, no, we didn't see Uncle Curtis. So, but how did you guys get home? And they told me she drove them home. And you could see blood coming out of my bandage. Because that started shaking, and that blood just oozing up between them stitches. It's fighting so bad, but she's been driving ever since. Yeah, she hasn't stopped. So when the June 30th March went off, I was, I didn't get to the march, but I got some people to the march. We marched downtown here. I had a breakfast at my team post that morning, and plus I couldn't use his hand anyway. So that's what happened there. That was June 30th, 1966.
Well, who organized the march here?
Catherine, Germany, Tim, and all of them, they organized the march. They had a small march in conjunction with the Cross the Nation march. That was the day that they reached
Columbus,
Ohio, yeah. They marched
down. So it was organized, again, mainly by the organizers, not by the recipient?
Oh, Catherine was the recipient.
Oh.
She was in Germany. Who was a recipient? Yeah. Joy Stanley had been a recipient, was working in poverty program, and some other people like that, and Tim, of course, and Woody.
The county organization
formed the day I tore up the the thing. They finally got it together.
So it was sponsored by the county organization then?
Here, yes.
The local market?
Uh-huh, local market.
And who many people were there?
I really don't remember. You talking about six or six? I don't know.
Did you speak?
I didn't go. I didn't personally even go because of the whole thing. I didn't go. But we had the Calvin Germanys and the Tim Sampsons, the Woody Colemans, the Joy Stanleys. I think Dr. Moore was there. I know she was a recipient, and Tim had worked with her.
The women from the
ANC movie stuff? Some of them. Mm-hmm. But you see, they always had problems with me. But I used to just give them problems for the hell of it. They couldn't dictate to me what to do. Can't nobody do that now. I'll do it if I want to. I would be welcome to your suggestions, but that doesn't mean because you give it to me that I'm going to use it. I will use it if I think I can use it, you know. I won't insult you by telling you I don't want it. I will use it if I can. The other people, even in other states, the people can get dependent. And they just depend on organizers to do it. And it wasn't, it's just some people have to depend on people. I mean, I think that's the way that goes. Yeah. But I never did depend on nobody solely to do anything for me. Let me try and do it myself, then if I can't, I'll let you know.
Did the others in the ANC Mothers Group depend on you, do you think?
Yeah, I think they did. Mm-hmm. I think they did to an extent.
Did they ever do anything if you weren't in the lead?
Oh, yeah. I left them and kept everything going. I left them and went back east and stayed. And then I was gone anyway for about 9 years off and on, so I spent very little time. After 67, I spent very little time with the organization here.
Okay. So
because I was gone. I was just gone. I didn't spend any time here at all. That's what she just was telling me this morning. You was gone all the time. You just shut up and leave me alone. So, you know, I had to go. But I went. My first trip was to Washington in 66. Then Chicago. 66, I think. Yeah. Pittsburgh. They had a meeting in the first meeting in Chicago was in August of 66. That's when they sent me from Los Angeles from the group.
Tell me what you remember about that.
This is where I remember seeing Ed Day again. Mm-hmm. This is where I remember seeing George Wiley. Tim had came. Tim was there.
So was Tim still working locally, or was he already?
Tim was still working locally, but he was involved. I remember 19 women. I believe we had somebody from, we had Margaret McCarty from Baltimore, Maryland. We had Alice Nixon from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And there was another lady, I can't remember her name, from Pittsburgh was there. I remember she and a Jared Washington from New York. The Bureau Saunders couldn't make it. I remember them telling me that. Ed Horn, I remember that one I met in Washington, D.C. I remember her being there. I think it was a Marion Kidd from Newark, New Jersey was there. Edith Doring from Ann Arbor, Michigan was there. Edith was German.
Was she the only one? Woman?
Looks like she was at that particular time. Oh, there was a bunch of other people there, but I just remember these folks, these particular people.
19 women, and then the...
Looks like it was 19 states represented. Or maybe it wasn't that many.
And... How many?
Catherine Hines was there from Northern California, because she and I shared a room together at the YMCA Hotel. I remember her being there. I believe Esther Washington may have been there from San Bernardino County.
Now, were they all representing groups by then?
They were representing groups then. I guess there were a lot of those groups had come out of the agencies, and they were all representing groups. I remember we making a decision. I had to speak. They put me on the front line out here. Because of my record, I guess, of organizing a recipient group. And everybody took for granted that I knew what I was doing. They didn't know that I really didn't know too much. I don't have no expertise in organizing. Just, I got tired of people complaining. I thought you ought to do something about it. Alice Nixon, though, I remember, was what you call the working poor. She had a husband and children. But as she put it that day, they had problems like anybody else. Her husband didn't make much more money than people got off welfare. So she felt like people like her should be included, which was right. I remember them at the end of the meeting that Sunday, making it a decision that we're going to have a national organization. I remember Ed Horn say we should be named Nationwide. And then somebody else came up with, which meant the same thing, National Welfare Rights. Because it really got its name from the Alameda County Welfare Rights. They said, then somebody said it should be all welfare recipients. That's when Alice said, got up. I never forget her springing up, saying we should not limit it to there, because even though I got a husband, he works every day. He don't make, like he was underemployed. You know, that's what she was mainly saying. And I think we accepted that. So it wasn't all about welfare recipients. People who live below the poverty line was involved in that. There were some other people I can't really think of. Then we set a next meeting date, which was held in December.
Now, were you in favor of the idea of a national organization at the time?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The next meeting day was to be held in December. and it was to be held in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh or Philadelphia?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Alice Nixon, who thought she should be included, did the organizing for the executive meeting. One executive meeting, just a... Now, I think I'm getting ahead of myself. We're talking about 66. No, wait a minute. I think I might be putting the card before
that. Well, I heard in August that you were elected to, no, the question mark, yeah, the NCC, I think was formed in August.
Oh, now you talking about another August, though. We're talking about a year later, you talking about.
56, and then in the December meeting was to form the national organization, is what I got from the book.
Okay. I think that's about right. The National Coordinating Committee was formulated in Chicago.
Now, do you remember that?
That's it. I was not elected.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Those people were selected.
Mm.
Then we had a meeting in December of 66. In Pittsburgh. This is where we, and some people at that meeting was Ed, George, and Etta drove from Washington, because Etta lived in Washington, to Pittsburgh. Marion Kidd was there. I was there. Mary was from New Jersey. I was there from California. Edith Doran was there from Anchorage. No, who was Edith from? Columbus? Ohio? One of them Ohio's. Mm-hmm. And then we had another little girl, a little white girl, named Ann, somebody from Ann Arbor, Michigan. That's where she was from, Michigan. Ann Arbor, Michigan. And Edith was from one of them Ohio's. I don't remember which one it was. So I think we're talking about myself, Alice, Edith, Etta, Marion, and this little girl. There was seven of us. Oh, and Etta, George and Tim.
The seven recipients.
Right, and George and Tim.
Okay.
George and...
How were the seven... George picked the seven of you to come to this?
No. We were selected from the Chicago meeting to come to that.
Okay.
Yeah, Molly came. Molly McCarty from Baltimore, Maryland.
So the group in Chicago selected.
Yeah, we came to that meeting.
Now, at the Chicago meeting, were there tensions between the organizers and the recipients?
There was no organizers.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Not the major organizer. Okay. The December meeting in 1966 laid the groundwork for the February 5th, 6th, and 7th meeting. Of 1967, that was held in a church in Washington, D.C. And that's where I became a temporary chairman. I think that's where the 19 states were represented. I think that's where they came in. Because as I remember, I saw here was Etta again, Alice, Margaret McCarty, Marion Kidd, instead of, Jeanette was there, but Beulah Saunders was there, who is the president, the chairwoman for Citywide Welfare Rights in New York. Then we had a person named Ollie Thomas from New Orleans, I remember her distinctly. We had somebody named Johnny Mae Walker from Mississippi, I remember her being there. We had Helen Williams from Cleveland, Ohio, I remember her being there. We had Gertrude McCall from Connecticut. Hartford, Connecticut. She was American. She was Canadian Indian. Mm-hmm. I remember her being there.
Were there any?
And then Edith was there. The little girl from Ann Arbor, Michigan was there. I think it had increased to about 19 state representatives there. 19 states was there. Mm-hmm. From some group, you know, from groups there.
And were most of those groups organized by the recipients, or?
Most of them groups, the citywide groups was organized with welfare recipients and some other people. Pills and what's the name?
Tower.
They had some input into the citywide operation in New York. The Pittsburgh people, they came from the poverty, you know, program, but they had the recipient unit, you know, people like that. That's really what. And then we had some people who heard about it, and people in the poverty program sent recipients to participate to see what was going on, and, you know, and a lot of them went back and did some organizing in their own communities, you know. Of course, you had some. I seen there were some people there, some organized people, and we had all our little staff folks that was running around there like chicken with their head cut off. Didn't, you know, they was willing. You had to give them the E for effort. A lot of us, most of us didn't know what we were doing. We just know something needed to be done, and we were going to do something. And so I remember we had it in the church, and the church folks fixed the food, and especially Roy did everything cheap, so... If you were going to fix food and say you're going to charge a quarter, and if I said I was going to charge a dollar and a quarter, you got a chance to get the job, because that's what they were looking for, you know. The hell with how the food was going to taste, you were just going to do it for a quarter. You know, that's the way George was. So some church people provided the food. We stayed at some second, third class that had been hotels, stayed with friends, the people would let us, you know, that kind of stuff. New York, of course, had their bus, and New York always come in big congregations and they have Cleveland, too. At this particular meeting, I remember it's February and it's cold, and my congressman office gave me $100 in cash and put me up at that same hotel that I had stayed in the year before.
Yeah, with Hawkins, yeah.
And Reverend George was teasing me when he picked me up. Everybody else stayed over and I was at the big hotel. I said, well, I ain't there for it, so what? You know, he said, well, I was staying at the big hotel. Yep, that's the way things are. So, I remember all of these people, we anticipated, in George and the staff people who really organized the conference, anticipated maybe 120 people, 310 people showed up. I don't know where them people come from. Showed up, all these people showed up out here, and they had this little room back from the stage where you go, we use to group ourselves. So we saw all these people here. George God's not really ready for this amount of people. And then they is about to have a heart attack because he do all the logistics stuff, you know, providing chairs, tables, whatever, providing beds, whatever, you know, that was it. All the people were in charge of, George would say, you go do this and you do that, you do that. That's what George operates. And so George was with us. He was meeting with us and kind of, I guess you said, directing us where he thought that we should go. All of these people out here, 300 and some people in this auditorium. So we go back in this room, these 19 women, trying to figure out what do we do with 300 people that we're not prepared for. So George said, do you know what you need? So now we don't know what we need. What do we need, George? He said, you need a chairman. Oh, yeah, we ain't talking about no chairman. So, okay, everybody look around for a chairman, you know. So, somebody says, I nominate Johnny Tillman. Somebody said, I nominate Etta Horn. Etta Horn said, I declined in favor of Johnny Tillman. That was that right there. And they did this thing so fast. Till I don't know what I felt. But I remember having a white knit dress with little fur around the collar that I had made. And I remember going out on that platform with these 19 other women. And it must have been this time of day. It was daylight, that I know. When I come off of that stage, it must have been this night. My dress got dirty from the perspiration of my arm across here. I never did get them streaks out of that dress. I gave the dress away. The crew couldn't get it out. That was the toughest. And I don't remember, I had never chaired no 300 people in my life.
Well, what was supposed to go on here?
Them women, that was a good question. Some people shouted about everything. You ever tried to chair and calm 300 people saying 300 different kinds of things? And I guess that made something out of me because I managed to do it. But it showed up was almost 12 o'clock when I realized it was night. I thought it was still day outside. The next, we got through that. I remember this. Cleveland also had a busload of people up there. I remember that morning, we went back to wrap it up. I can't tell you about what all went on. They had workshops and reports back. And next morning, as the usual, you have the reports and then you join it and you go home. Some woman, big woman, stood up in the back of the room and asked, who organized the conference? And I remember George standing down on the floor with his arms folded like this over his coat. And she says, who organized this conference? George said, well, we did, brother, a soft-spoken person. Me and my staff, and he went on. She said, well, you sure got a lousy staff, because you had a lousy conference. So I said, though, someone tell the lady that just spoke, will she come to the front, please? So she came to the front.